Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Shores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Shores. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Porter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The ball gets by Cochran. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dyke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and steps on first to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Averill reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground for a single. Averill moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Hale reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0-for-1 in the game. Shores bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shores for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Averill reaches second base with a double. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale bunts towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0 for 1 in the game. Shores hits a line drive towards first. Fonseca catches it and steps on first to double up Hale. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Sewell tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Burns pinch hits for Max Bishop. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas is hit by the pitch. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Cronin now playing shortstop. Jimmy Dykes now playing second base. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 0 for 3 in the game. Fock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fock fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Shores drops the ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fock moves to second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. Fock moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Fock scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt French pinch runs for Bing Miller. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5. And Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.